it doesn't make any sense apart from exposing the factional fighting within ZANU. Because as we read the newspapers, they are saying that he employed the editor of the Sunday Mail, which I dismiss because the Sunday Mail falls under ZIM Papers, which is a corporate body with a board of directors and a management and a chief executive officer. So from a de jure, that is from a legal procedure, a bureaucratic point of view, the editors of state newspapers are never employed at law by the minister. They are employed by the respective boards of those entities. But even if you were to dream and say that he was involved in employing that, it doesn't mean that what the guy allegedly did at the consent of the minister. They said the person should answer to themselves, but those who think that they are pinning down Moyo are simply exacerbating the factional fight of ZANU. But knowing Moyo as a political scientist, I think he will come out clean, because there will be nothing at law to fix Moyo. There will be nothing in terms of the law where Moyo will be found wanting.
But who might be interested in fixing Moyo?
I think Mutasa was on record talking about Gamma Toxin people. He even mentioned the factions by their names. So the faction that is linked to the succession battles in ZANU, which I think is the faction allegedly led by the vice president, which has characters like Didmus Mutasa.